Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Monbouquet. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Campaneris moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris scores. Gosger moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gosger. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Gosger steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0-for-1 in the game. Repos hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton who is chasing the ball. Repos reaches third base with a triple. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahl for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. Green reaches second base with a double. Repos scores. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof is walked intentionally. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 1 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Oyler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline throws the ball into Oyler, who tags Campaneris trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Repos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Repos moves to second. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl is walked intentionally. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Repos scores. Stahl moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stahl scores. Green moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 2 in the game. Nash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to third for the out. Root moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Root moves to third. Nash moves to second. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Jake Wood pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stahl hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stahl. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roof hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Roof reaches second base with a double. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 3 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gritzenda now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Brown moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline is hit by the pitch. Wirt scores. Brown moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown scores. Cash moves to third. One out. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Horton moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to home to get Horton. Lump moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing right field. Willie Horton now playing left field. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Larry Sherry now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Repos hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.